You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 20th, 2021, the New York City Mayor, Bill de Blasio, said no more volunteer time. You have to get a shot. You have to have the coronavirus vaccine. It is now mandated. City workers can get a $500 incentive payment if they get at least one dose at a city-run vac site before 5 p.m. of October 29th. After that, you'll be placed on unpaid leave and maybe fired. Well, of course, the pushback has been underway for some time anyway. And the Police Board Association, Police Benevolent Association of the City of New York, representing some 50,000 active and retired police officers, already vowing to take legal action. Other agencies considering doing the same as they represent their unions. And I was getting on my email a moment ago, a listener, Terry, writing in, just got the notice from our attorney to fan the fire about our lawsuit over mask mandates for our kids in Illinois. And I know what he's referring to because I had it here in front of me. Yes, for those in Illinois, waiting to see what's going to happen to your kids. Illinois Governor Pritzker weighing in on the question of will there be an indoor mask mandate still in place for the holiday season. And then there's an update on a coronavirus vaccine for kids under the age of 12. So they're saying that they expect to move forward. That's not going to make a lot of parents obviously happy, understandably. And the push continues. And, of course, keep in mind, while they're doing all of this, we have many Americans that keep seeing situations which are absolutely so hypocritical they can't not deny it. When the president himself is walking without a mask through a D.C. restaurant, violating the D.C. rules that if you're inside, you must be masked unless you're actively drinking or eating, and he's supposedly telling you what to do, as are the rest of them. And the polls are beginning to hit harder and harder on the Biden administration. A Politico Morning Consult poll just released today finds 62% of American voters believe Biden is responsible for the rising inflation. 62% of all American voters surveyed. Now, of course, you break it down politically. 85% of Republican voters blame him, 61% of independents, 41% of Democrats. Then you look at his other ratings. He's collapsing in numerous polls. A Real Clear Politics poll of polls shows Biden's job approval rating just hit a new low of 42%. And then we get something like this happening with the progressive left wanting to do everything they can and the left wanting more members on the U.S. Supreme Court so they can add more power. The Secretary of State, yes, the Secretary of State, appointed by Biden, condemns any move to undermine the democracy, said, by packing the courts. Wonder how that's going to fly once they have a face-to-face meeting. And if you want to add one more stupidity piece, here's a Russian foreign minister demanding that there be an effective financial humanitarian support for the Taliban, to support the Taliban. You send it there thinking it's going to the Afghans, it'll never get to those really in need. And we still do not know how many Americans are being held. We have been told that maybe 3% of the Afghans we brought to this country, only 3% were actually eligible to come with special visas. So who did we bring into this country, and where are they? And then we got the Biden administration flying illegals in the dead of night from the border into northern states. And they want to know, well, I think we're doing everything right. Why isn't everybody liking what we're doing? Because nobody likes what you're doing at this point. Terry just responding, saying, thanks for the response. Glad we made sure you had it. And I thank you, Terry. Thank all of you. Stand by for more.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Fox News alert on bombshell new claims about the border crisis as the New York Post reports the White House is secretly flying planes packed with underage migrants across the country, jetting them from Texas to New York in the cover of night. All this leading critics to wonder why the Biden administration would need this kind of covert operation if it had nothing to hide.
Well, their entire political strategy is based on secrecy. What is happening at our southern border is an absolute tragedy. We've had over 1.3 million people cross illegally. We're on a path to have over 2 million people cross. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris caused this, and their entire strategy is ignore it, and they're counting on the corrupt corporate media to ignore it as well. So, of course, they fly in the middle of the night because they have no defense.
They have no defense. The words of Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas. You know that I'd mentioned several weeks ago that we knew that they were probably flying a lot of these illegals, and some of it was not being kept secret at that time. I mean, they were putting them on buses, going to wherever they wanted to go, and then we also knew they were beginning to fly planes out of the air base outside Del Rio, Texas. But we just didn't know how many because the Department of Homeland Security, which is responsible for Homeland Security, is not telling us how many they're letting into the country and where they're going. And in many cases, they're fully unsupervised. They're given nothing more than a piece of paper asking them pretty much, can you return at some point so we can decide if you do get asylum under our asylum laws? Those laws exist for a reason, and they exist in a real need. to save people who are facing a brutal regime, and they're going to be killed if they don't get out of there. That is why we also airlifted many Afghans out of Afghanistan when the government fell and the Taliban took over. The problem is, apparently only 3% of the ones, the 60-plus thousand Afghans we brought in, only 3% of them actually had the special visas because they or a member of their family had worked with us in fighting against the Taliban over the last 20 years. Those folks that really helped us, we said we'd do it, we owe that to them to bring them in. The rest of them, maybe they wanted to come here, and maybe they're not going to cause any harm. They're going to actually assimilate, bringing some of their culture, enriching our overall culture, this melting pot of the U.S. of A. Or then again, maybe some of them are coming here to radically transform our nation from the inside with jihad activities. And all the illegals coming across the southern border, we've already caught numerous from the Mideast countries. We have no idea who these people are. Now, they would tell you. They would tell you that, oh, we're making sure we know what's going on. But why then are they now doing it in massive numbers at night, just as you heard Senator Ted Cruz say? Because they know it's not right. Well, the question came up, obviously, in the White House news conference. Peter Ducey of Fox News asking Jen Psaki.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border in the middle of the night?
Here we are talking about early flights, earlier than you might like to take a flight. It's no surprise that kids can be seen traveling through states, not just New York. It's something that we're also working to unite children with their family members or vetted sponsors.
Every time there's a surge at the border, this is what they do to disseminate folks throughout the country to release the pressure at the border. They're not, you know, there's no vetting going on, and they're not working with the locals, that's for sure. And this is just one time when they, quote unquote, got caught.
They did get caught. That is Congressman John Katko, Republican of New York. And some were flown into an area of his. They were landing in an airport that basically was shut down for the night, but then, of course, the residents around the area beginning to hear all this noise and a plane landing at this time of night. What's going on? Well, that's what was going on, and they told no one they were coming. And you heard Jen Psaki say, well, we're doing it, and maybe it's an inopportune time that you wouldn't want to fly. Oh, they want to fly. They'll go at any time. If they've trekked, really, from Central America, 1,500-plus miles to get to our southern border, yeah, fly me at 2 a.m., I don't care, 4 a.m. Be better than spending it out in the desert, cold, dealing with the rapists, drug cartels, and everything else. And she said, she kind of slipped it in that we have vetted. I would like to see proof that they vetted every one that they're releasing. They can't give it to you. They'll claim they won't give it to you because it's private. Because they have not vetted all of them. Maybe they have a phone number, and they call the phone number and say, do you know this person? They say, yep, I do. Send them over. And maybe they are now joining a gang, or maybe it's a child that they claim is a brother's in-law or baby or some kind of relative, and so they're getting their that scares the hell out of me when I stop and think about it. How many children through this administration have we exposed to years, decades, if they last that long, to sexual abuse, turning them over to pedophiles and will be used for sexual pleasure? That should scare you. It does me. Because there's no way of knowing. Now, these on these planes being released at night, they're apparently all in the upper teens. Well, weren't we told that single males were being sent back? Oh, yes, we were, weren't we? See, we're told one thing, and the White House does something different, and we know that. Again, Congressman John Katko, Republican, New York.
If they weren't concerned about the optics and they weren't concerned about the legality of what they were doing, they would just work with local officials and say, hey, we have a flight coming in at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and you guys can be there to greet them, and we can have a nice welcoming for them. No, they're doing the exact opposite. They're doing it as surreptitiously as possible. And that just kind of, I think, is emblematic of the fact that they don't have a plan, and they know what they're doing is not right.
They don't have a plan, and they know it's not right. Because in their view, there still is no crisis at the border. There's no crisis. They won't even use another C word, chaos. They don't even want to use that. Just, they will say, unexpected. Unexpected events at the White House. I'll give you a perfect, one of the latest examples. Joe Biden had nominated to head U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, Chris Magnus. So Chris Magnus, yesterday, was in front of the Senate committee for his confirmation. And try as they could, there's one word that just will not come out of the man's mouth.
You believe we have a crisis at the southern border, yes or no?
Does it really matter whether we call it a major challenge, a crisis, a big problem? No one believes there is greater urgency to this matter than I do.
Really? And yet, as they went through numerous other questions, he's not up to speed on anything, and really not up to speed even answering the questions, which you think he would be. But really, does it matter whether we call it a crisis or a challenge? The important thing is we get something done. But you're not. That's the whole point. You're not getting anything done, and you're making it worse. And now Biden wants you to take over and be the head of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. All right, let's try again. See if there's, I mean, how many different ways can we come at Chris Magnus to see if he will admit how bad the situation is. He just says, you know, it's something we need to deal with and we're aware of it. Well, one of those raising questions, Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina.
Literally millions upon millions of Americans have come to the same conclusion that I have and that Senator Young has, and that frankly I think even the administration is now coming to the same conclusion, that there is a crisis on our southern border. When we have 200,000 folks illegally crossing our border in just July, more than a million in the last fiscal year, there is a crisis on our border. Why admitting that there is a crisis on our border is a problem, I don't fully appreciate.
Not only does Senator Tim Scott not appreciate it, you should not appreciate it either. Chris Magnus, by the way, had been the police chief of Tucson, Arizona. So he certainly should know about the border issue. And he's pledging he's going to balance security and humanity. And as indicated, he supports Title 42, that you would expel those for coming across the border for health reasons. In other words, the very thing that Trump had in place before Biden canceled it, and now the Supreme Court says you got to put it back in place, and they say they will do it maybe by November 1. And Magnus, prior to being a police chief in Tucson, Arizona, had served as chief of police in Fargo, North Dakota, Richmond, California, where there was a photograph of him holding a Black Lives Matter sign that got widely circulated. He's a big advocate of community policing, and by that nowadays, I don't know really what is it meant by that when you say community policing. Mother Jones' publication did a review on him being nominated, and in one time he was quoted as saying that he had also served as a paramedic. And he said, so Title 42 helps with stopping the spread of COVID. That's what he says. Well, then, again, can we get an answer out of him regarding the crisis?
Is there a crisis at our border?
Senator, thank you for the question. But if I might just make the observation that perhaps as a nation and as a group of even electeds, if we spent a little less time debating on what the terminology is and perhaps a little more time trying to fix a broken system and working together, we could address what I've already acknowledged is one of the most serious problems that we face right now in our nation.
Well, Mr. Magnus, this is frankly where both Republicans and Democrats come to the same conclusion, that there is a crisis at our border. This is the one area of many areas within the political spectrum that we'd like to see some kind of uniformity and people working together and acknowledging the concerns that we have. But words have meaning. We are living in a time where we're trying to find a way to erase and then redefine words, but the fact that there's a crisis, there's just a crisis.
There's a crisis, but he's not going to admit it. Well, one more time, Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, asking, and I just want you to hear the start of the answer.
The big question that we've got to resolve here, stepping into this role, is you're walking into a chaotic situation where we have the highest number of illegal crossings in the history of our country. What is your plan?
And he said, I thank you for the question. He has no plan. Coming up, how the January 6th inquiry, more evidence. The January 6th inquiry is just a political free-for-all to detract you and pull attention away from Biden's failures.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
But Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to ask the appropriate questions, like why was the security posture so weak that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead, the actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty. There have been four batches of subpoenas issued. There's been subpoenas issued to 11 individuals, 11 American citizens, who asked the government for permission on an application to hold the Trump rally. Now, think about this. They put their names on an application. The government asked them to do that. They give that application to the government. The government granted it. And now the January 6th committee petitions them to ask them questions about exercising their First Amendment right to assemble.
Those are the words of Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, earlier today, talking about just what a farce this January 6th investigation is. Specifically pointing out to those 11 individuals that he was referring to that also are now subpoenaed, who had actually asked for a permit to have a demonstration at the Capitol, and they got the permit. So they did everything right. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't cause any damage. They did by the book, but now they're going to be subpoenaed. And the list of questions already that have been posed to them, who did you talk to about this event? Who did you coordinate it with? Who organized it? Who helped pay for it? On and on and on. Have we heard any kinds of questions like that at all about the riots taking place over the last summer, those organizing those, when we know, in fact, that VP Harris was also encouraging many to give to funds to get the rioters out of jail right away, but then the money also was going into getting other people out of jail. It had nothing to do with the riot. They were in there on some other charge, but why not? We got the money. Let's get them out too. No, there's no inquiry or investigation on that. And all of this is meant to be a distraction anyway. And it gives the state-controlled media something new every night. Oh, the January 6th commission, going to do this, going to do that. They cannot let go of the Trump story. And in fact, ironically, they are just building him bigger and Trump supporters. And they got many Democrats that are thinking in the House, I don't think I'm even going to bother running. It's going to be a bloodbath, and we're going to be defeated so badly in 2022. I just don't want to be part of it. I mean, look at the problems. The latest Quinnipiac poll shows that only 37% of those surveyed, 37%, approve of Biden's job performance. He said the botched Afghan withdrawal, we got the illegals coming across the border continuously and helping them by U.S. taxpayer money on government planes, flying them to northern states. Every state in the U.S. now is a border state, except for Hawaii. I don't think they've flown them into Hawaii, and I don't know if they have flown them into Alaska, but I do know they put enough in the northern states that Canada has made it clear you come into our country and you're not properly documented, we will arrest you and lock you up. In other words, we have a border between us and Canada. At least Canada's enforcing it. Supposedly we are as well, but on the south, no, no big deal. And, of course, we have this supply chain crisis, which has been building for months in addition to dealing with COVID. And in the midst of the supply chain crisis, the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, has been missing in action for nearly 2 months. He and his partner, Chasten, had announced earlier, for some time, Chasten and I wanted to grow our family, and we're overjoyed to say we have become parents. That's the time he put out that tweet. It wasn't done yet, but now it says, yes, we are now parents. We have a boy and a girl. We were only going to get one. Now we got a boy and a girl. No other details are being released. And you know what? For the sake of the children, that should stay that way as long as the children are properly cared for. If they're going to take good care of those kids. And I'm not talking about politicizing them and raising them in liberal ways. I'm just saying care of basic needs any child has. Coming up, though, maybe in this nation, according to Senator Josh Hawley, we need to start lowering our expectations. What do you think?
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota, for life.
I'm ready, sir.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Southwest Airline workers protested at headquarters in Dallas, Texas, against the vaccine mandate. They held signs. They chanted the anti-Biden slogan, "Let's go, Brandon." Also, California teachers and parents did a statewide walkout in protest of Governor Gavin Newsom's vax mandates. California, the first state to order vaccines for grades K through 12.
All of those things happening, as you heard in that Fox News report. And, of course, we have the supply chain mess still going on. We now have close to 100 cargo ships anchored off the shores of California waiting to get to port to be unloaded. And more are coming. And they're having a problem now. Once they get to the port, and they actually have a crew that can unload them. And Biden, of course, the other day was out there and encouraging the longshoremen to let's stop this 5-day work week, 8 hours, 10 hours. Let's go to 24/7. Apparently, that's still not actually happening. Maybe because they don't have the workers. It's hard to say. But even then, they unload them. They put them on the dock, and there are no truck drivers to put them on a bed and have a truck driver take them out. And when they do finally get some unloaded and actually emptied, there's no place to put the empty containers because so many are coming in. Now they're beginning to drop them off in residential neighborhoods. Report of one guy said, I went out to move my car early in the morning to go to work. I can't move my car. There's a big box car sitting across my driveway. Of course, they're not doing it in the really ritzy zone. They're certainly not going to do it in Hollywood. But for the rest out there, it sucks to be you in California at this point, and it's not going to get any better. And there's a new poll I'm reading. This is from the Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group. 53.7% of more than 1,000 Americans surveyed in October say they have been personally hindered by the supply chain shortages. Now, if you do it based upon politics, the number jumps higher because 67, almost 68% of the Republicans say, yeah, I've been personally hindered. Only 42% say they have, Democrats that notice that they have suffered any direct action. I guess they're not buying gasoline. Maybe, I don't know. 50.6% of independents are sure they have, quote, personally encountered delays or shortages. Well, of course, in some cases, you're not really sure if you're having a shortage or delay. It's just the way things are right now. I mean, we had COVID shut down, travel was restricted, now that's beginning to pick up, but if there are not enough planes or crews, the Southwest Airlines story of a few weeks ago, there were so many different stories that Southwest gave, you could spin the wheel to pick your excuse. They blamed it on air controllers, they blamed it on weather, but other airlines were in and out of that same area. Pilots Association insisting, no, we did not stage a walkout. Yet representatives of the Pilots Association for Southwest are fighting back against vaccine mandates, as are other crew members, baggage handlers, and so forth. It's not just Southwest. So there's just nothing going right at this time. And that's why all these numbers are showing up regarding Joe Biden going down, down, down. In fact, in an appearance on Tucker Carlson, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, he said this is almost like going back to Jimmy Carter's tenure in the late 70s. And back, Senator Hawley said, he said, this is like reliving Jimmy Carter's worst years in office, where we're told that the American people are the problem. We're the problem. National malaise, oh, it's all the American people's fault. In fact, it is Joe Biden's fault and his terrible policies. He's trying to run down this country because he doesn't believe in it. And, you know, the truth is that we're not a weak nation. We're a strong nation. It's time we start acting like it. Now, I might take some exception to Senator Hawley saying that Biden is trying to run down the country because he, let me see, his quote again was, he doesn't believe in it. I might take some exception to that statement. I guess if I had more context for it, or if I could ask Hawley directly, what do you mean that he doesn't believe in it? He doesn't believe in the way it is, and he wants to see it more progressive as the squad is wanting, or he just doesn't believe in what this country has to offer. There are two ways of looking at it. But I do know this, and there's a perfect example here. This was a piece actually Hawley wrote for a column, a commentary for Fox, and he points this out. Long a land of abundance, the U.S. has become a land of scarcity under President Joe Biden. Store shelves are increasingly empty. The basic cost of basic goods is soaring. Supply chains are failing. Foreign imports are backlogged at our ports. A government-induced energy crunch has driven up prices to the pump at seven-year highs. American families are bearing the brunt of this crisis. And rather than address the underlying causes of scarcity, by bolstering American production and enhancing the nation's energy independence, the Biden administration has embraced this era of want. goes on to quote Jen Psaki, saying the White House administration cannot guarantee your Christmas prices, your Christmas presents will arrive on time. That's assuming, of course, you can even find them. We used to complain, don't put out Christmas gifts before Thanksgiving. Right now, you might be needing to look for a Christmas gift, even if it's not with a sparkly light around it indicating Christmas or that kind of holiday. Or Hanukkah, whatever holiday you want to celebrate. And if it comes to warming your home, you can look for up to a 54% increase. And yes, the cost of gasoline is at a 7-year high, and it's not going to go get better immediately. And the White House has almost been begging oil and gas industry, hey, can you do something to help us out here? Well, you're the one who told us to shut down the pumps and shut down our oil leases, and that we are not going to be a viable business in the future. We're going to get rid of fossil fuels, and although I don't know how you're supposed to get the electric to your car to charge it, but we're going to get rid of all of it, and we might as well get used to it now. To that extent, the Biden administration has turned our country almost upside down. We're not quite Venezuela. Not yet. Thank God we have elections coming up in 2022 and 2024. And the survey, the survey I was reading earlier that was indicating that Democrats are saying, well, I'm not seeing any personal effects. They're either lying or they're just not involved in anything. I mean, how could you not notice the price of gasoline going up? It's $5 plus in some parts of the West Coast. Now, they're not going to worry that much about heating come winter in California. There will be some concern, but not that much. But in the Northeast, the Midwest, and other areas, yeah, it's going to be a big concern. But then it also appears that the Washington Post and its opinion section has been going overtime to lower expectations for Joe Biden. This piece, I believe, came from Politico. I'm not sure. I don't have the full copy with me. But it points out that columns appearing Monday and Tuesday, including one from the Post editorial board, trying to downplay the supply chain issues, pushing back on progressive Democrats pressuring the Biden administration, and declaring the current coronavirus pandemic was all Republicans' fault. One columnist made a call saying Americans are spoiled. We need to lower our expectations as consumers. Time for some new, more realistic expectations, she wrote. We're used to fast service, easy access. Yes, we are. And why should we lower our expectations? We are a beacon to the rest of the world. So many want to come here because of what we've had and the way we've done things. But then the Washington Post opinion section doing everything it can to say a lot of this stuff is unrealistic, that we would be like this forever. If you think it's always going to be this way, you're just not very smart. Liberal columnist Max Boot saying it's not the fault of Biden that the pandemic is still an issue. Praising Biden. They're not going to admit a single thing. But when you see them standing beside their car that's run out of gas on the highway, give them a little wave. Coming up, the IRS rules. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock. o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And the IRS, look, it's an extraordinarily inefficient agency. Any of you have a tax question? Go call the IRS this afternoon. See what happens. You can't even get them on the phone. I mean, it's ludicrous. What are they going to do with all this data? The second point I want to make, I don't think you can understate the risk that this data could leak. Do you folks really want to live in a state where the government knows every one of the intimate details of your life, including finances? If you do, I hear China's beautiful this time of year.
China's beautiful this time of the year. There you have it, Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana. Talking about this new push to add more agents to the IRS to investigate for tax fraud, which also includes inquiring about any $600 transaction in your bank account, coming or going. $600. And yet they got massive tax fraud happening all around them that they just tend to overlook. Want an example? Ronna McDaniel, RNC chairman, in an article she penned yesterday, pointing out today marks the one-year anniversary of one of Hunter Biden's most brazen disasters ever. When the New York Post reported Hunter Biden had abandoned a laptop filled with scandalous corruption-related emails at a computer repair shop. And then she goes through all the background of that. Of course, it talks about money going to the big guy from some of these deals, a big guy being, you know who the big guy is. We all do. And in fact, Joe Biden could become a target himself of an ongoing FBI investigation into Hunter's finances. The Daily Mail has been reporting that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, shared a bank account with his son Hunter, and they even paid each other's bills. This was all while Hunter was traveling around the international market trying to pick up a lot of money because my daddy is VP and he might be president someday. And according to the emails regarding that shared bank account, at one point Joe Biden owed his son money. Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chairman, Republican National Committee chairman, wrapped up her column or opinion piece saying, so just how deep do Hunter's schemes go? How much did Joe Biden know about them? We need an independent, transparent investigation to ascertain the truth about the Biden family's shocking history of open, self-enriching corruption. Amen, amen, amen. But nope, they're more focused on January 6th. They're more focused on adding more IRS agents to go after you and any $600 exchange you have. Well, looky here. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos, who's been defending comedian Dave Chappelle against LGBT activists, the Alphabet Group, as Chappelle calls them. Chappelle has a special on Netflix called The Closer. He's been defended by Ted Sarandos, but now the word's coming out that Ted is saying, oh, I should have led with more humanity. I just didn't acknowledge the pain and hurt employees were feeling by us hosting the special. I screwed up that internal communication. I screwed it up in a couple of ways. I had a group of employees who definitely felt pain, hurt from a decision. So he's, what, apologizing to some extent? Guess so. There's no reaction from the other CEO, Reed Hastings. He hasn't said anything about if Ted made the right decision then or now. But when asked if the closer, Chappelle's stand-up, would be classified as hate speech, Ted said, well, I draw the line on something that would intentionally call for physically harming other people or even remove protections. So then the question was, well, are you going to remove the Dave Chappelle special? And this idiot, of course, he's richer than me, so maybe I'm not so smart. But anyway, he says, I don't believe there have been many calls to remove it. Are you... Change.org petition circulating calling on Netflix to remove that special has more than 10,000 signatures. And I'll guarantee you that just doubled and tripled up again. They're going to get that Chappelle thing canceled one way or the other. Cancel culture going after Dave Chappelle because they don't like his humor. Cancel culture will have its way or it will eat your lunch or both. Resist, resist, resist at every step. Between the woke culture and the cancel culture, not only for the benefit of you and your family, but for this country. Do not lower your expectations of what we should and can be. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.